So with that, it is our honor to invite the guest speaker for tonight, Sheikh Abdul Majid from Nigeria, who will be addressing the believers on this holy night of the holy month of Ramadan. He's going to be speaking about Ramadan, a month of spiritual reflection and piety. We invite him with a loud salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد إن شاء الله. The topic tonight is Ramadan, the month of spiritual reflection and piety. But before we continue with the topic, I would want us to know what is piety. And I'm not here to introduce the term piety to you, but we as a tradition, we must know the essence and the term piety before we enter the main discussion. The term at-taqwa, piety, is derived from the root word al-wiqaya, which means protecting oneself against any potential threat or anything causing harm. So in essence, piety at taqwa is the individual's conscious effort and ability to create a barrier or protective barrier against any perceived threat or any potential threat, and exercising caution as a means of self preservation. This is a taqwa. This is piety. For example, I'm sitting down here and I perceive a potential threat coming towards me. My ability, my conscious ability and effort to create a barrier that will protect me against the threat coming towards me, that will ward away the threat from coming towards me, is piety. But the question here is, what is this threat that I must create a protective barrier to ward off? What is this threat? The threat is evil in all of its forms. Evil in the form of human beings, evil in the form of the uncultured and unguided desires, evil in the forms of the jinns, the unseen. All of the forms of evil, we must protect ourselves against them. And the next question is, what is this protective barrier that we must create? The protective barrier is to do what God wants and to avoid what God does not want. And this is the reason we find some scholars defining piety to mean al-amru wa nahi, meaning al-i'timar bima amara Allahu bihi wal-intiha bima naha Allahu anhu, meaning doing what God wants and avoiding what God does not want. This is the essence of piety. The next question is, then how do we create this protective barrier to protect us against evil? In today's world that we live, where we are constantly surrounded and enclosed by all forms of evil, then it becomes imperative on us as Muslims that we should prioritize piety as a fundamental requirement in our today's world. So for this, piety becomes a fundamental requirement that every believer must uphold to, must conform himself to. This is piety. And this is the reason why piety is a requirement for the acceptance of good deeds. And Almighty God says in the Quran that innama yataqabbalu Allahu minal muttaqin. We all know innama adat al-hasr, meaning that verily God only accepts from those who are pious, from those who guide against evil. And this is the reason why piety is sometimes translated in English to mean guiding against evil. And those who are pious are those who guide against evil. And also piety also guarantees us success in this world and in the hereafter. And God says in the Quran that وَيُنَجِّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا لَا يَمَسُّهُمُ السُّوءُ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. That God would deliver those who guide against evil, and no harm will come to them, neither will they grieve. This is one of the advantages of a taqwa, of piety. And also we find in the Quran that piety also guarantees us divine honor. And God says in the Quran that إِنَّمَا أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ, that verily those who are of honor, those whom God has granted the most honor, are those who conform themselves to piety. إِنَّمَا أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ, those who guide against evil. And this is to mean that when you conform yourself to piety, when you guide against evil, all forms of evil, even your own unguided desires, when you guide against them, God will place your respect and honor in the hearts of mu'minin. You find that people will start to honor you and to respect you. And this is what we find today in what is happening there in Palestine. Look at the power that the people of Palestine are standing against, America and its allies. America has all of the material ability and power to control everything in the world. America has the money, it has the influence, it has the power, it has everything. But today, look at the Palestinians. They wait for aid before they could eat. They sleep under the sun and under the rain. And today we find these Palestinians standing against the Americans and together with all of their allies. And we can find today in the West and everywhere around the world today, people genuinely standing for the people of Palestine, genuinely demanding for their freedom. And why all of this? And it is not that they share everything, it's not that they share everything in common with the people of Palestine. The only thing they share in common with them is that they are all human beings. They do not share the same belief with them. They do not share the same religion with them. They do not even share the same geographical area with them. But we see them today actively and genuinely standing and demanding for the freedom of the Palestinians. Why? Because إِنَّمَا أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ. When you stand to fight against, to guide against evil, evil in the form of human beings, as we have today, the Americans and the Israeli regime today, when you stand to guide and to fight against evil, Almighty God will place your honor and your love and your honor and your love in the hearts of people. And this is what we are witnessing today happening in Palestine. If we have Joe Biden standing here today, or we have Netanyahu standing here today, and we have one of the fighters of Palestine standing here today, nobody would even notice that Joe Biden is standing. All of attention will be directed to that fighter standing here. And this fighter has no money. He has nothing. Joe Biden has everything under him. But he is not honored because he is not amongst the muttaqin. So a taqwa also guarantees you honor, divine honor. And this is what we find in that popular sermon of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam during the advent of Ramadan, when he said, أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ إِنَّهُ قَدْ أَقْبَلَ إِلَيْكُمْ شَهْرُ اللَّهِ بِالْبَرَكَةِ وَالرَّحْمَةِ وَالْمَغْفِرَةِ. That all people, verily, the auspicious month of Ramadan has arrived, bringing with it abundance of blessings and mercy and forgiveness. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam continued with the sermon and said, wa huwa shahrun du'itum fihi ila diyafatillah wa ju'iltum fihi min ahli karamatillah. That it is a month in which you are invited as a distinguished guest of God, and in which you are bestowed a divine honor. So it is a month of honor. This is Shahr Ramadan. And also Shahr Ramadan and also At-Taqwa. Also it's At-Taqwa, it is what I called, it is the best provision to make and to prepare for the hereafter. And God Almighty says in the Quran that فَتَزَوَّدُوا فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ زَادِ التَّقْوَى, that you should make the best provision. And the best provision to make for the hereafter is at-taqwa. Now, looking at taqwa in this essence, we now start to ask ourselves, are we able to conform ourselves to this taqwa? Can we beat our chest and say that I have conformed myself to taqwa? Or I have conformed myself to everything that God Almighty wants me to do, and have also dissociated myself and stayed away from all of the things that Almighty God does not want me to do? None of us can say that, because we are all fallible beings. We all make mistakes, even when we do not know. We make mistakes. So we cannot beat our chest and claim that we have conformed ourselves to piety, to taqwa. So it is very hard. And taqwa, as we've just established it now, is a fundamental requirement that we need in our daily lives. It is something that we cannot do with. In every second of our lives, we need taqwa, because we are always surrounded and enclosed by evil in all forms of the evils. So we need taqwa to be able to navigate through the difficulties of life. And now it is very hard for us to conform ourselves to this taqwa. Then how do we navigate through? How do we survive in this world when the only fundamental requirement we need is very difficult for us to bring it in? And then God, out of his mercy, picked 1 month out of the 12 months and made it a privilege for us that in this month, taqwa becomes easy for us to bring in. And he says in Surah Al-Baqarah that, Ya ayyuha allazina amanu, kutiba alaykumus siyam, كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّكُونَ, that all you who believe, the fasting has been ordained on you just as it was ordained on those before you. For what reason? What is the illa? لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّكُونَ, so that you might become pious, so that you might guide against evil. So the month of Ramadan is a privilege that we all cannot play with. But this privilege does not just come. It has condition. There is what we must do. Because the month of Ramadan is a privilege. It does not mean I just sit in the month of Ramadan, I just take the fasting, I just recite the Quran, and that is all. No. There is a condition. And there is a condition and also a requirement. And we must try also to bring the requirement to perfect the conditions, then we can say that we have benefited from the month of Ramadan. And without these conditions and the requirement, we will not be able to maximize the bounties and the blessings, the mercy and the forgiveness in the month of Ramadan. So we will not be able to bring in this taqwa and this piety that is a fundamental requirement that we need in our daily lives. So what is this condition that we must fulfill? What is this requirement that we must bring in before we can maximize the blessings and the abundance of mercies and forgiveness in the month of Ramadan? In another word, before we can conform ourselves and before we can benefit from this taqwa in the month of Ramadan. And this condition, we can find it in the sermon, that popular sermon of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When towards the ending of the sermon, he says towards the ending of the sermon that فَاسْأَلُوا رَبَّكُمْ بِنِيَّاتِ الصَّادِقَ وَقُلُوبٍ طَاهِرَ, that you should ask from your God, that you should seek from your Lord with sincere intention and with pure heart. That is to mean that even when you fast and you do not accompany the fasting with sincere intentions and pure heart, then it will be very difficult for you to benefit from that fasting. When you recite the Quran and you do not recite the Quran with sincere intentions and pure heart, it will also be very difficult for you to benefit from the recitation of the Quran. So it is not just that the month of Ramadan is a privilege. It is not just that the month of Ramadan is a month where this fundamental requirement of our lives, which is a taqwa, has been made easy for us. It is not just that. Even though it is very easy for us to make taqwa, but there is a condition that we must fulfill. So we must make our intentions clean. We must embrace this month of Ramadan. We must honor this divine invitation, because the month of Ramadan is a divine invitation. Almighty, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam says in that popular sermon that وَهُوَ شَهْرٌ دُعِيتُمْ فِيهِ إِلَىٰ دِيَافَةِ اللَّهِ. And when God invites you to be a distinguished guest, you would meticulously prepare yourself to honor that invitation. And God is not a material being. He is ahead material things. So God does not need you to prepare yourself materially, but He needs you to prepare yourself spiritually. And the only spiritual preparation you need is for you to make your heart clean and to make your intentions clean. So when we embrace this month of Ramadan, when we go into this month of Ramadan, we engage in the fasting, we recite the Qur'ans, it is very essential and imperative on us as Muslims that we also make sure that our intentions are sincere and also our hearts are clean. But how do we do that? How do we make our intentions clean? How do we make our hearts clean? How do we make our intentions sincere? There are various means of making your intentions clean, and also there are various means of making your heart clean. But one of it is helping those who are trying to guide against evil, so that at the end of the day they become successful in guiding against the evil in all of the forms. And it is very important that we understand that it is the current evil that has posed a threat to us that demands us to guide against more than every other evils. And the present evil, the present form of evil that has posed a great threat to us today as human beings and also as Muslims is what we are having today, the entity called America and the Israel. So anybody that is standing to guide against them, to fight against them, to ward them away, because we've just said that piety is for you to create a protective barrier that would help to protect you against any potential threat. And we translate this potential threat to mean evil in all of its forms. So the greatest evil today that has posed the greatest threat to us today as human beings and as Muslims is the America and the allies of America, including the Israelis. I mean the Israeli regime, the apartheid regime. So we must stand today to fight against them. And when we help those who are fighting or guiding against them to actually fight against them, we are cleaning our mind and also making our intentions sincere. So this is one of the means of making our intentions sincere. Because you cannot say that, and one thing is that the evil of another person is the evil of everybody. So the evil threatening the other person, when you fold your hands, that it does not consign you, because the evil does not directly become a threat to you. So it doesn't concern me, it is that person. You should know that when the evil finishes dealing with the person, definitely the evil will turn to you. So the best way and the wisest way to fight against all of the evil surrounding you is that when you find somebody fighting against any evil, you should join hand with the person to fight the evil. Because in doing that, you are not just helping the person, you are also helping yourself. Because when the evil succeeds in consuming the person, in destroying the person, definitely you will be the next target. So this is one of the means of cleaning our, this is one of the various means of cleaning our hearts and making our intentions sincere, is that we help those fighting against evil. And also, this is the month of Ramadan, as we've just established it, that it is a privilege that we cannot take for granted, that we cannot play with. Then we should try to understand the essence of fasting in the month of Ramadan. That fasting in the month of Ramadan, that stopping from eating and every other things that breaks the fast in the month of Ramadan, it is not to punish us. It's not that God does not have enough food, so he wants us to stop eating food in the month of Ramadan so that he can get all of the food for himself. And it is not that God so much hates us that he doesn't want us to eat during the day in the month of Ramadan and engage in other activities in the month of Ramadan. So whatever God does is for your own sake. And even in the verse in Surah Al-Baqarah, where God ordains the month of Ramadan to be the month of fasting, God states there that yurid Allahu bikum al-yusra wa la yurid bikum al-usra. That God wants it is what God wants it easier for you, and he doesn't want to wicked you. He doesn't want to punish you. But whatever decision and whatever God has ordained on you, God does that, or he did that for your own sake. So when God says that you should conform yourself to piety, it's for your own sake. It is not for his sake. God does not want all of that conditions. And we can witness this today in what is happening today, especially in Palestine. Because if we had come together and teamed together as Muslims to fight this potential threat that has become a great threat to us today, we would have defeated the threat before now. But because we thought that when the scholars and also the prophet, we have so many ahadiths and riwayats, we have also some ayats in the Quran telling us to stand against those entities that they are threat. But we take all of that for granted. We never took it seriously. But if we had taken it seriously and we actually stood up against the threat, that threat wouldn't have grown up to become a greater threat to us today. But we took it for granted. So we should take a lesson here that when God says that this is good for you, it is good for you. When he says do this, it is good for you. And today, God is telling you that you should stand up to defend the oppressed. You should stand up to make sure that those who are oppressed today get their freedom and they get their justice and right. So it is also for your own sake. It is not for their sake. It is not for the sake of God. Because God doesn't want all of that. So if we should fold our arms and think that it doesn't concern me, I do not have anything to benefit from it, it is their issue. Let them deal with it. If we all should say that issue that was his, or the issue that is his today, would definitely become our issue tomorrow. And when it become your issue tomorrow, others also will leave you with the issue to deal with. Because when the issue was the issue of another person, you left the person to deal with the issue. So it is not a wisdom that we allow a potential threat that we have perceived coming our way, we allow it to come our way without creating any protective barrier that ward away that threat. So this is not wisdom. So the part of wisdom today, because I have said it, that what determines the type of protective barrier we create today? Because we have different types of evil, as we've just established it. We have different forms of evil. We have evil in the forms of your unguided desires. You have evil in the forms of the jinns, the unseen beings. You have evil in the forms of human beings. But what determines the type of protective barrier we create today is the actual evil that is posing threat to us today. And the greater evil that has become a threat to us today, it is not the evil in the form of jinn. It is not the evil in the form of desire. Even though those forms of evil also, they are threats that we must protect ourselves against, that we must guide against. But they are not the major threat today. They are not the greatest threat today. The greatest threat we have today is evil in the forms of human beings. And that is the entity we call America and the Israel. So we must create this protective barrier. And how do we create it? We must come together. We must bring our power together, our collective power. We bring it together, then we form that protective barrier that will be able to fight against that evil. And in doing that, it's for the sake of all of us. So this is how we must create this protective barrier. So in summary, is that piety means that we create something that will ward away any threat, any potential threat, any perceived threat coming our way. This is piety. And we have, what is threat? We have just defined it that threat is evil in all of its forms. And how do we, threat is evil in all of its forms. We have different types of evils. But what determines the type of barrier we create today is the actual evil, the actual form of evil that has become a greater threat to us today. And we've just established it that the greatest form of evil we have today is the entity called America and Israel. And how do we create this barrier? We must come together. We must rally around our common interest. And then we form this barrier to fight against this threat. And why? Because we failed in the past to fight against the threat. The threat grew to become this bigger. And when we fail today to fight against it, to rally around our common interest and bring together our common power to fight against the threat, then the threat will grow even bigger. And when the threat becomes bigger, we have the blame, not God. Because Almighty God has already given us the awareness. He has already told us. He has already given us the plan and how to go about it. But we failed to heed to the plan. We failed to heed to that warning. So we had failed in the past. We cannot afford to fail now. But how do we form it? According to your ability. You have your social media platforms, even your WhatsApp, even your Facebook. You can also use that to form a barrier to fight against this potential threat, this evil in form of human beings. You can sit together with your peers, your neighbor, and then share the information with your neighbor. Let him know what is happening today. Let him know that the actual threat and evil we have today is America and Israel. So you share the awareness. In doing this, you have fulfilled your duty and your responsibility. And until you do that, you failed to fulfill that your duty and that responsibility binding on you. And until you do that, the responsibility will continue binding on you. And the next generation will have you to blame because you failed them to stand and to create this barrier to fight against the potential threat you have perceived coming on their way. So we must try as much as possible. As Muslims, it has even become imperative on us that we make piety a fundamental requirement. In another word, we make fighting against this evil we have today a fundamental requirement. And when it becomes a fundamental requirement, we ask ourselves every day that what do I do to fulfill this requirement? How do I go about it to fulfill this requirement? Am I fulfilling it? Have I fulfilled it? Am I failing? Where do I work even more, even better? This is what we should engage in. So the month of Ramadan, as we've just established it is not just a month of reciting the Quran. It is not just a month of fasting. It is not just a month of abstaining from eating and drinking and other things. It is also a month for you to guide against evil. And the evil we must guide against today is the evil we have today as a threat to all human beings and even especially the Muslims. So in this month of Ramadan, we must also make it the third requirement. When we fast, we recite the Quran, we should also ask ourselves every day that have I fought against this potential threat? So when you recite the Quran today, also ask yourself, how far have I gone? And the least you can do is for you to share the information. It is not all you can do, but the least is for you to share the awareness. And sharing the awareness does not cost you anything. It doesn't cost money. Even if you cannot afford to buy data, you can afford to speak with your neighbor. You can afford to speak with somebody in autobus, in the car. You can afford to do all of this. But what is important, no matter how you do it, what is important is that we have a greater threat before us, and we cannot afford to overlook it. We must come together and rally round our common interest until we destroy that threat. And with sincere intentions and clean heart, definitely we will be successful and we will succeed in destroying that threat. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.